Liam Dan, the Herald's business editor at large, is with us now. Hey, Liam.
G'day, Heather.
So has both business confidence and consumer confidence slumped?
Yeah. After sort of creeping their way back since October, which I guess some cynics might suggest has a political element to that, especially with the business confidence side of it, they've really fallen off a cliff in March. And Sharon Zollner at ANZ noting that pretty much really falling off a cliff after the recession headlines of, was it just last week? But yeah, it was. So it really does go to illustrate just the power of, that word and how people, we'd felt recessionary for quite a while. It was 0.1% down, could have been the other way. It's probably... all up, it's probably actually a good result when you look at it from a Reserve Bank point of view.
Liam, this is exactly what, the minute that I heard we're in recession, I thought, well, thank you, Lord, at least we've got to the point now we can start climbing back up again, and almost started to feel more confident myself. But I guess it's, if you don't really understand the process, it's just a scary word, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing, actually. I mean, a lot of, and I'm sure most listeners do, but there's a lot of people, we haven't had this kind of recession for a long time. We've been fixated on inflation. So there's a lot of people sort of wanting to make sense of what it means when we talk about a recession. And it's sort of, I notice it's still sort of mixed up with the cost of living stuff and the inflation, but it really is kind of different. It's more about contraction and jobs and businesses under stress, the construction sector and all that sort of stuff. But I don't know how it works. I mean, I guess, the Reserve Bank governor's been talking lately about, needing to get inflation expectations down, and this will help with that, both businesses and consumers feeling less like things are going up and that their wages are going up and all that sort of stuff. Maybe we need to sort of, normally in a recession, you'd be trying to talk people up and say, come on, let's be more confident, let's not talk ourselves into a recession. Maybe we all need to pretend to be very gloomy and fake it for a month or two until the Reserve Bank governor's happy that we're gloomy enough.
Yeah, everybody every time you see Adrian, be miserable. It'll help.
Yeah.
Hey, I did see, though, there are some headlines around the place today saying that he's basically started talking about cuts, right? And cuts will happen at some stage. But what are we talking about, do you think?
Yeah, I think he was more bullish about international. I think we're seeing US and some other places go first. He was cagey. He's talking to Madison Reedy on her show Markets with Madison. That'll be live online tomorrow morning. So she did a full interview with him. And he's obviously out doing a little bit of talking, or jawboning as they call it at the moment. And, there was actually some positivity, I guess, but he was cagey about when they might be, as he's supposed to be, about when they're cutting in New Zealand. But he said there was some signs of hope in the global trend inflation. So I guess that's, as I've sort of been saying for a while, I'm confident, despite the tough months we face, that this particular cycle will play through and we'll see things balance up. Bigger challenges for the economy, as always, and plenty for Nicola Willis to think about as she heads into that budget.
Yeah. Absolutely. Liam, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Liam Dan, the Herald's business editor at large.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.